You are listening to the Live Free Experience. I'm your host, Brianna Bowley, trauma coach for high performers. I believe that understanding the nervous system and all its wisdom is the key to creating and experiencing all that we desire. And I believe that honest, anything goes conversation paves the way for us to begin a healing journey that has us continuously stepping into more of who we are. I've been blessed to work with, for, and alongside some of the best of the best in their chosen fields. And it's my pleasure to be the platform to share the wisdom and insights I've gained with each of you. Together, we'll explore trauma-informed performance and optimization, business, and self-expression. So in a world where everything touches everything, I encourage you to listen selfishly and with your own circumstance in mind. As I promise, if you found yourself here, there's a piece of wisdom wanting to land in your world.
So I feel sensitive today, which is a really timely, beautiful coincidence, if you will, ahead of what I want to speak about today. And I'm kind of recording this on the fly. I know in a broad sense everything that I want to say, and we'll in terms of a detailed sense, we'll just flow and see where we end up. One of my greatest joys in life, and what I believe to be one of my deepest gifts, is the ability to sit back and observe, to take a bird's eye view and just objectively observe. Observe what I see, learn from what I see, and, you know, this is where the subjective piece comes in. Form opinions, form an understanding of who I want to be, how I want to show up based on what I perceive. And, you know, it's actually part of my human design as a 6-2, mountains based manifester. And the thing that keeps coming up for me of late, that truth be told has been breaking my heart a little bit, is how much I witness a inability to feel, an inability to really be with life. And, you know, I have my masterclass coming up, healing body image and food. And the one thing that I know to be true after, you know, navigating body image struggles and you know, a disordered relationship with food for many years myself, and then, you know, witnessing the pattern consistently in everyone that I work with, is struggles with food, struggles with their body is more often than not reflective of an inability or a limitation, a glass ceiling around how much we'll allow ourselves to feel, how much we'll allow ourselves to be in our heart and to keep our heart open. And I don't think I'm going to dig too deeply into that. Just come to the masterclass. There you go, shameless plug. And I really think that in some way, shape, or form, you know, this is the key to having everything we've ever wanted. Whether your challenge is in your relationship to food, your relationship with your body, or whether your challenge is in, you know, navigating your emotions or relationships or money or business or whatever you're coming up against. With my understanding of the nervous system and having worked with, you know, people for 10, 11, 12 years now, tens of thousands of people, the common theme when someone hasn't created yet for themselves what they want is this inability to feel. It's an inability to feel and to hold an emotional experience. Everything we've ever wanted brings with it both challenge and support. Everything that we've ever wanted brings with it both positive and negative emotion. And if we're unable to hold an emotional experience, we will self-sabotage, aka self-protect, in order to avoid having to go there. And so the key to everything is learning how to feel, learning how to really sit with happiness. learning how to really be with, you know, the feeling of abundance, of self-worth, of love, of joy and excitement and pleasure, and then on the flip side, grief and fear and not enoughness and anxiety and desperation and anger and whatever other experience, emotional experience you want to kind of add on there. The degree at which we can be with both sides of the coins is the degree at which we can experience all of it. And we can't collect one-sided coins. We can't collect simply the positive. We have to accept the negative with it. And I was having the chat just this morning with a friend of mine around almost seeing society as, you know, like living zombies who are, you know, and of course, mirror, right? So taking full ownership of where this is true for me as well. Witnessing those who are disconnected from the feeling of the wind on their face or the sunshine on their skin or how incredible their food tastes or how good it is to just sit down with someone that you love and just be there with them. And on the flip side of that, how good it is to cry. Like, crying feels really good. I don't know if that's a me thing, but I wholeheartedly believe that when you sit with an emotion for long enough and you really learn how to feel it, every quote-unquote negative feeling actually starts to feel really good. Two sides of the same coin, right? Yeah, crying begins to feel good. Grieving begins to feel good. It's still a terrifying concept for me, grief. And yet to grieve, to really sit and experience what it is to grieve, there's something to it that feels good. You know, like grief is love. How beautiful it is. I learned this lesson in 2020 when, oh, this one's going to choke me up. I learned this lesson in 2020 when I unexpectedly lost my dog. And I know some people won't get this because it's quote unquote just a dog, right? And it ripped me open, you know? And it wasn't until I clicked, I clued onto the fact that the reason why I was so gutted by that loss was that I loved that dog so fucking much, you know? Like, what a blessing to have experienced the love so deep that losing it, you know, having that disconnect, that physical kind of disconnect, ripped my fucking heart out. And so in that, you know, even grief started to feel good. And what I understand of the nervous system, what I understand of trauma, what I understand of just, you know, emotional processing is that anything left unprocessed gets stored in the body, you know, and we create walls and we create boundaries and we create dis-ease, we create physical manifestations of that which hasn't been drawn to completion. And this can come out as, you know, anxiety. This can come out as a freeze response, a fight response, a flight response. This can come out as people-pleasing, as a more complex example of those trauma responses. And then this can come out as, you know, ailments and gut issues and attention issues and so on. And it can also come out as physical padding. I've spoken at length of late on my social media and as a guest on others, on friends and loved ones podcasts around, you know, my experience with my weight where I can never shift the stubborn body fat around my midsection. And, you know, even when I was prepping and I got down to, you know, some ridiculous weight, like 50, 657 kilos, which for me, you know, I carry a decent amount of weight. I carry a decent amount of muscle, I should say, naturally. And, you know, I'm not short. I wouldn't say I'm tall either. But, you know, 55 kilos, 56 kilos for me is like, that's primary school weight for me. And, you know, so I was so lean. I was so ridiculously lean. And yet I still just could not shift the weight from my midsection. And what I came to understand about weight around the midsection is it's protection. It's padding. It's protecting the identity. It's protecting the organs, you know, personal power, all of that. It's all in the midsection. Identity, knowledge of self, it's all in the midsection. And so ultimately what I was unknowingly doing at the time was protecting myself. So it's no secret that in the past I've struggled with body dysmorphia, I've struggled with a disordered relationship with food, and that I've seen the light and I've really found a way to grow beyond that. And yet I have conversations day in and day out with women who are still really trapped in that struggle. And I think that the industry is so focused on this one-dimensional way of quote unquote solving this issue that I wanted to change the game, because I know that you desire the kind of relationship with your body that feels unshakable, that feels like a team, that has you feeling confident, sexy, grateful, powerful. And I know that, like many others, you've probably tried everything. And so I'm here to show you a fresh way. I'm here to show you a different way of looking at this. And I'm here to really help you, to support in shifting this, because on the other side of that trapped feeling around food and around your body image is complete and utter freedom. And so I'm putting on a masterclass called Healing Body Image and Food on October 20th. It's a live masterclass. If you can't make it live, the replay will be available. And you can register at www.briannaboley.com/healingbif. As always, the link is in the show notes. And as I started doing the work, the mindset work, but most notably the nervous system work, it's like that all dropped away, you know, all of that weight just dropped away and I changed nothing. I changed nothing about my diet. I changed nothing about my training, any of that, but it just dropped away. You know, I think this is true for any part of our body where we find we store an abnormal amount of body weight. You know, of course, taking into consideration everyone has different proportions and so on. And I think deep down we know intuitively whether or not something is merely our body composition, our natural body composition, or whether there's something to it. And I think we do really get to trust ourselves on that. And so I share that to say, can you start seeing everything as being for you? Can you start seeing everything as an invitation into coming back to yourself? And most notably, seeing it as an invitation to feel more, not to get caught in the processing. You know, I think especially, you know, for the listeners who are well-versed in the self-development world, it's easy to fall into the pattern of continuously healing, of always having something to work towards, to always having something to heal. You know, I know I definitely got caught in that loop of like, okay, well, I've done a bunch of stuff healing my relationship with my dad. Now I've got to get to work healing the relationship with my mom. Oh, that feels complete. Now I need to heal the relationship I have with my, I don't know, 10-year-old crush who didn't want to go out with me. I don't know. I'm making this up. Yeah, it's so easy to get caught in continuously processing, continuously healing, continuously uprooting shadow, quote unquote shadow. And, you know, there's validity in that, absolutely. And of course, sometimes, more often than not, we get to just choose. We get to just go, how do I actually want this to be? How do I want to feel? What do I want for myself? What is my deepest desire here? It's to feel. It's to come back into connection with ourselves, because it's never about the money. It's never about the relationship. It's never about the body. You know, it's never about the career or the car or the house or the whatever, it's always about our connection with ourself and whether or not we're allowing ourselves to fully feel what's there. And so, yes, do your shadow work. Yes, do your trauma healing work. And know that the point of doing all of it is to learn how to feel again. And so sometimes we just get to skip, you know, to leave out the middleman. Just let yourself feel. Let yourself be with all of it, the good, the bad, the ugly, the stuff that you've ran from your entire fucking life. Sit with it. And hold yourself through it. Fuck, it's confronting, right? I know that feeling. I tell my clients this all the time. I remember this one feeling of, I'll tell you a story. At the beginning of the year, I was vaguely aware of this huge mountain of sadness that was lying there just under the surface. And I unknowingly was really like getting after it in business. I was really just having a lot of fun in life, you know, like really pushing myself to new levels and new heights and enjoying the fruits of that, right? And yet there was just something in the background that I was vaguely aware of. And I have my own mentors and my own coaches, and I believe that, you know, good coaches get to do that. We get to invest in ourselves. And my coach, bless her, called me on it. And she said, you know, like, what's this feeling that you're avoiding feeling? And I closed my eyes and I said, I think it's sadness. And she's like, well, what would it be like to feel sad? And I was like, ugh. It felt like, you know, and I'm okay with sadness. I'm absolutely okay with sadness. But this sadness felt like the biggest can of worms. It felt like the level of sadness that it's like, if I go there, I don't know if I'll ever come out. And I can't really name specifically what it was, what was triggering that sadness. It was more so just something that I was kind of aware of in the background. And it felt like this can of worms. I was like, I don't want to go there. Fuck that. Hell no. And she was like, just sit with it. And so right then and there on this call with her, I shut my eyes and I let myself acknowledge that I felt fucking sad. And I think I sat and I cried for about 20 seconds. And like they were ugly tears. And, 20 seconds worth of ugly tears. And then after 20 seconds or so, it turned and it shifted from these ugly tears to hysterical laughter. And my mentor, my coach was like, what's funny? And I was like, that's it. that's it. That's all that's there. There's no more. It took me 20 seconds to feel this giant can of worms that I feared I'd never come out of. If I go there, I'll be stuck in sadness for the rest of my days. 20 seconds. And then all I had was laughter, hysterical laughter. That I had taken myself so seriously, that I had taken sadness so seriously that I thought that I'd never come out, that I had been outrunning it, trying to outrun it. No matter where you go, you're always there, right? I'd been trying to outrun it for months, vaguely aware that it was right there, you know, it was my shadow, it was right there. Wherever I went, everywhere I went. And 20 seconds, and then I felt it crack me open into something new. And, you know, I know that obviously not every experience is like that. I know that, you know, I've definitely had experiences in the past where I've acknowledged the feelings that are there, and it's led me down, you know, a 2 to 3 month experience of fully feeling whatever's there. And it always creates space for something more. You know, it's like the Olympic swimming pool that's filled with mud and muck. And you know, sometimes the clearing, it takes time, you know, feeling through all of that, it takes time. And yet once you've finished the clearing process and you've cleared all the muck out of the swimming pool, suddenly you just have this empty vessel. And I mean that in the most beautiful way, you know, it's the void. There's space, it's pure space, spaciousness to just create. And sometimes it does get to be that easy. 20 seconds of just fully feeling it, And that's the key to everything. That's the key to everything that you've ever wanted. Feeling. Not numbing out. Not running and avoiding. Not masking over it. Just fully feeling. Easier said than done, and yet so worth it. You know, I say to my clients often, and I say this to myself often because, hey, I'm human too, and I need the reminder. I always need the reminder. This is the thrill and terror of living a life by design. It is both thrilling and it is fucking terrifying. It is both the greatest, most joyous, fun, incredible experience that you will ever, ever have, you know, consciously creating a life for yourself. And it is also the most challenging, terrifying, vom-worthy experience. And it's all worth it. You know, it's all worth it. Like, whenever I get really still and I sit back and I reflect on life and all the nuance and all of the twists and turns and cliffs, edges and, you know, fields of thorns and thick forest that I've had to navigate my way through, every time I get still with it and present to it, it's like, man, I would not have it any other way. Like, what a fucking great experience. How grateful I am to get to live a life that terrifies me. And that's what I want for you too. You know, like, the juice is in the squeeze. The juice is in the squeeze. The juice is in the squeeze. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Live Free Experience podcast. Now, I'm a real person back here, so every mention, every share, every bit of feedback is deeply valued, and I love nothing more than hearing what golden nuggets are landing for you. So if something did land for you, or there's someone in your world who needs to hear this, please share it with them and share it to your social media. Tag me in it so that I'm aware of it and I can share it to my story. As I said, every little bit counts. Every little bit helps get this message out there. And I want to close off today's conversation. Ladies, this one's for you. I have a free ebook and audio training called Fierce and Free. And this is for the woman who is looking to really step things up a level in her world, looking to overcome people-pleasing tendencies, build greater boundaries, and just be more discerning in where their energy is going. So you can get access to that one free at www.fiercefreewoman.com. And I will speak to you all soon.